as a wrap up to the halachas of tzedakah, we're going to learn now a little bit the inyan of the Yisachar Zvulun, the Shutzves Yisachar Zvulun. How? And this specifically. When the tzedakah is being given specifically for Achzakas HaTorah, do you just get the regular schar of tzedakah, or is there an additional schar that you get by entering into this Yisachar Zvulun? So the background is the psukim, both in Zayis HaBracha and in Vayichi, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives Zvulun and Yisachar Brachas, he also gives Moshe Rabbeinu and Yaakov Avinu give Brachas. The Bracha of Zvulun by Moshe Rabbeinu, Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha V'yisach Bo'yalecha. So it says, Smach Zvulun should be happy B'tzeisecha when you go out. Yisachar in his oyalim, and it's in one puzzle. It's like there's a sheikh is there.
Yes.
So the Rashi says over there, Zvulun v'yisachar asu shutves, Zvulun l'choiv yamim, yishkoin v'yotil prakmatia b'sfinois u'mistakar v'noisin l'soich pivshal yisachar. So he went out to do business, and yisachar, he would support yisachar. V'hem yoshim v'yiskim b'tara, l'fika chiktim zvulun yisachar, sh'tarashal shay yisachar, aydei zvulun hai. So that's why he even goes first. Because the Torah of yisachar is aydei zvulun, so therefore he goes first, because he was, he didn't learn, he made it happen. Okay, now, the schar that Zvulun has is
of Zvulun.
He's not getting involved in that. So someone says the Geshmak Pshat, I don't remember who it is right now. I think it's Imri Bina. He says that Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha. Why does it say B'tzeisecha? So Rashi says because when you go away, he went out to the Yam. He says another Pshat. He says because Zvulun's Hana is when he makes the money. When you make money, the Hana is not making the money. See, okay, you worked hard, you made the money. The Hana is now when you spend it. You have the money, and now you can do something with it. You spend the money. Masha'ike in the Yisachar, his Simcha comes from the oil himself. When he learns the Torah itself, that's his simcha. Anyway, that's the shinui in the pasuk. But the point is, there you see this. Rashi in Vayichi, also in Yaakov Avinu's bracha, it says zvulun l'chayv yamim yishkoin, that he was going to be on the chayv yamim, on the banks of the river. And that's the bracha of zvulun. So Rashi brings down also shay zvulun oisik b'prakmatia umamti mazun l'shev yitzloch, and he would give Yisachar money. V'hem oiskim b'tayra. And they'll be able to learn. And he references a previous pasuk. Now, if you notice carefully, there is a shinoi between Rashi in Zveis HaBracha and Rashi in Vayichi. Rashi in Zveis HaBracha says that they made a shutzvis. It means it was like planned. They decided that this is going to be their shutzvis. Yeah. That I'm going to do this, you do that. Mashiach and Rashi in Vayichi didn't say it was a shutzvis. He says he made money, and what he did with his money was he was mamtzi mezoinis liyisachar. Doesn't say over there that it was a shutzvis. So we'll have to see later if that actually makes any difference. But there is a diuk over there in Rashi that there is a shinui. Now the Sfarna also says like Rashi that this is the this is why yisachar is Zvulun's always first. And he says, Ki omnam Efsha in the fourth line, Efsha lasik batar mi blish yasik adam koidem de machsairai. A person can't learn Torah without having his needs. Ki omnam im ein kemach in taruch, shi asayel ha'echad es chaveira laham tziyoy de machsairai. And if someone helps someone else with his basic needs, kadish yasik batara, kama shomer bezvulon, hine avoidas hakel yisbarach bishtadlos ha'oisik batara, whatever happens, ayidei the oisik batara, tiyem miyuchesis lishneim. It's equally miyuches. What's a good word?
Accredited
both of them. Attributed to both. That's the idea of Matnas Kuna. The idea of Matnas Kuna is that the Levim are Isaac Batoira and the Levim are Ruchnias and everything. The Kanim and Levim, Shevet Levi. But it's not fair. How's the rest of Klai Yisrael going to have a share in that? They have to go work. Someone has to do that. So the idea was by you working, you're going to give Trumas and Maestras to the Levim, that's your way of getting into their schar. Even if it's not Levi. The point is, this is that general idea, the concept of the Torah had in mind in Trumas and Maestras. But in general, a person could do it on an individual level with a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. What? Right. So he doesn't say shutzvis here. Right. Just as long as you're part of it. Now, this is the idea idea that now, like we said before, the idea is that what's mentioned here is a chiddush, and we'll see it's a chiddush dafka in Torah, that it seems like that if a person helps someone else do a mitzvah, or someone else learn, or someone else he makes it happen, because without him the person would have to go work, or he wouldn't be able to have the same level of menuchas nefesh or whatever, he gets a schar, not just of tzedakah, but he gets a schar of whatever it is that happened, whatever it is that took place in the mitzvah, he gets an extra reward. Now there's an extra chiddush by Torah which is mavur in this Gemara in Saita. Let's just see it, say it outside. The Gemara in Saita is talking about that there are certain noshim that even if they were mezana and they drink the sota water is not going to kill them. So the Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara says, must have a schos. So the Gemara says, which schos could it be? It can't be a schos of a mitzvah. It has to be the schos of Torah. But the shaila is, how do women get the schos of Torah? Because at most, there ain't a mitzvah v'vaisa. And we know that the klal is that ain't a mitzvah v'vaisa is not as great as a mitzvah v'vaisa. So l'chayra, even if a woman would learn, she can't get the highest level of schar that would even reach the point of being toila against the soita water. So what's the point where what schus does she have that's toila for her? So the Gemara over there says Ravina Omar, it's a different pshat in the Gemara, but Ravina Omar, where it's marked over there, la'olam schus toira, really she can get this schus toira. Udika Amre, this kasha you had ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, but l'maitre she's ain't a mitzvah. So zakmar nihidip kudila mifkada ba'agra mifkada, even though she's not mitzvah to learn, but ba'agra the mekaryon u'mesanyim benayu, that they teach their children and they wait for their children and they take their children to cheder v'natan l'luguvray, and they wait for the husbands to come home from koil ad the osami baby drush until they come home from the Spanish miloi palgam ba'adayu, they get half the schar. Now if it just means a nice musar vart, it's a good thing that you know Monsieur's nefesh and all that. So then the Gemara didn't answer the kasha. The kasha was, how do they get the schos of Torah? So it's mavur in the Gemara that the woman who helps the husband learn and helps the child learn and is goyrim the Torah to happen, because without her they wouldn't be able to be, the child wouldn't go to cheder and the husband wouldn't learn. She gets a schus of the limud Torah itself. It's not just a misayaya and all that. She gets a schus of the Torah itself. This is the chiddush.
But that's pshat in the tzedakah's own relationship as well. Then.
Okay, so I'm just, we'll get there in a second. But the point is,
do you have to mask him to that?
Okay, so a second. So here, what you see is just the fact itself that she made it happen gets loshon gemara's miloi palgun ba'adayu. They get half the schar. They get half the schar.
Equal,
okay,
part.
They get equal, not half. They get equal schar. Okay, half is indicates that the other person only gets half also. But the point is that they get an equal schar. So now, could be half. Palgun ba'adayu. They split. Right. Now it's not just it's like a gufay all that, because the Gemara says it's talking about the sons also. So it's it's a marriage vart. It's not a new marriage. This vart. This vart is betzem is that if she is goyim the Torah to be learned, so then she gets a schar in the limud Torah itself. Now the question is, so is this what's happening by Yisachar's Vul? Now the obvious difference is that this lady, okay, she never made a tanai. She didn't go into a shutta. She said, listen, this is how we're going to do it. Okay. You're going to learn for Seder. During for Seder, I'm going to do lunch and breakfast, and we're going to trade one for the other. Okay, it's just understood that she does it, and because she does it, he's able to learn. There's no tanai. There's no shutfis. There's no formal.
When they get married, if he's a koil, it's
But you say it's understood.
It's understood, right?
It's understood, but it's not like the pshat is that you're going into a.
You didn't say. There's no,
you're not writing.
Not married. If there's
you're right. You didn't make a tanai and a shatar and all that. It's a metzias. It's a metzias. Now, the Gemara goes on and says that on the bottom of the page, the Gemara says different examples of this relationship. And the Gemara says there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says im yitin ish is kol hoin beisu, if a person gives away all of his money, boizia voizula, they're going to embarrass him. So what's the pasuk talking about, that if you give away all your money you're going to be embarrassed? What does that mean? My boizia voizula Amar Ula. Ula says it's referring to someone that tries to buy someone else's chelek in Olam Haba. So it's saying that if you didn't do the mitzvahs, even if you pay as much money as you want, but if you didn't do the mitzvah, you're not going to get that tzchak. So you're going to come up to Shemayim.
And they agree to it, even if they agree to it?
What's it?
After they're done.
Oh, that's all Gemara. So that's what Gemara says. So the Gemara says, even if you give money, you're not going to get any Olam Haba for it. So Amar Ula, it's not referring to the relationship of Shimon with his brother Azariah. The like Rabbi Yochanan de Benesia, and not like the story of Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, what is it? Yeah, referring to Kehillel Veshavna. It's referring to the story of Hillel Veshavna. What was the story of Hillel Veshavna? The Chiasa Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi said Amar Hillel. Hillel Veshavna Achiyav. Hillel and Shavna were brothers. Hillel Asek Batara, and Hillel obviously was Asek Batara out of poverty. He had no money. Shavna, we never knew this part. We always knew that Hillel was on the top of the roof. He couldn't even afford the entrance fee and all that, and he froze and he almost died. That we know. We don't know that his brother was sitting in a penthouse apartment in Manhattan, right? So Shavna Avad Iska. Shavna was a businessman, he had money. So Lesoif Amrale, so now Shavna felt bad after all these years. So he says, Tanari Vinifli, let's make a shutfis over here.
After he almost froze to death,
he decided, you know, whatever. So whatever. Anyway, so he said let Yotz the Basko of Amra. So by the way, so someone's been I'm going through a lot of sforms. I don't even remember now who's medayik this. I think it's Shlomo Kluger in the Tshuva and Tuf Tamadas. He's medayik that Hillel seemed to have been maskim maybe, but because he wasn't maskim, he's no havamina.
Why is there baskol coming out?
Yeah, what's baskol? He says no. So apparently it seems like maybe Hillel was maskim. But yep,
he knows in order to continue.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a time. It's just interesting. So baskol v'amra imit inish is kolon beis. So you can give all your money you want, but you're not getting Hillel. You're not getting Hillel's schar.
Well, because maybe he waited too long.
Oh, he waited too long. So what does the Gemara mean? It's not like Shimon Achiah, and not like the brotherly relationship to Shimon and Achiah Azariah, but it is like the brotherly, it's referring to the brotherly relationship between Hillel and Shavna. So Rashi explains, Shimon Achi Azariah, Tana Huba Mishnah Kamaisa Dizvachim. Shimon Achi Azariah is the Tana in the first Mishnah in Dizvachim. Viloma Torah Aide Achim. Now, it's very strange that someone should be referred to as Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon the brother of Azariah. Normally you're referred to by your father, Shimon Ben, whatever. So why is he being referred to as Shimon Achi Azariah? It's a strange name, title for him. So says Rashi, since Shahaya Oisik by Prakmatia, because his brother worked kedesh yachloik bizchus limudoi shel Shimon, and he wanted to get to be chaylik, to get part of the schar of Shimon. He passes back to get the schar of Shimon. Lekachu nakra al shem Azariah achiv, and that's why he's referred to as Achi Azariah. So therefore, what the Gemara is basically saying, we'll see the Ramah says it's beferish that this is what the Gemara means. But basically, what the Gemara is saying is that you can't come in after the fact and say, oh, you know, you've been Isaac Batar all these years. Let me just you can't come in and say that afterwards, oh, I want to go get schar and pay you for it. No, it has to be mitchila that you are. We came with the understanding that you're paying.
Can it be now that you're telling about now we'll start it from then on?
Of course.
Now it's referring to
whatever. Here's $100,000. Let me get all your stuff.
Right. Well, and Shavna wasn't worth that way. You know?
Shavna wasn't.
No, he wanted for the past. Vinar Vinifla. Okay, so we'll see. So the second part of the shir, which we'll do tomorrow, is going to be in general about selling Olam Haba and all these things. But now the language of Rashi is that if you come in mitchila, if you're coming in before the guy learns and says, listen, I want you to be able to learn, so I'm going to support you, that's like Shimon Achi Azariah. So all the Torah of Shimon is Nikra al Shem Azariah. And Rashi's lashon is that he wanted to be Yachloik Bizchus Limudo. He wanted to get part of his schar. So we see this concept that you can get part of the schar of Torah, whether you're the wife and you somehow make the Torah happen on that level, or you're paying for it, you're paying and allowing him to learn, it's also going to get part of the schar. So there was someone came to.
So you're saying that if you come in the middle, you cannot get any
spider
from that point on?
No. You just can't do it. You can't just do it at yeah. Rashi says this in Zvachim when Shimon Achi Azariah is mentioned. So the Rashi in Zvachim says it also. Hashem Shazariah Osak Pragmatia V'Sipik Tzarchi Shimon Achiv. And he supported him. And they made a tenai. He made a tanai. So again, here he made a tanai. And his tanai was that he should get a schar, part of the schar. So Shimon Kedemer said, "Imit Anishas Kon Hall Beisoy Loike Shimon Chazal Lefikach Nikra Al Shmoy." So that's Rashi's reference. Okay. So now there was a story. We'll talk about this tomorrow. But the story: someone came to the. Over the last couple of days, I've seen a lot of different Shuvah Sfarim and things. So, I think he came to the Chida. He came to the Chida, and he said, I have a big problem. So, what's your problem? He says, the problem is that I'm supported by somebody, and here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get up to Shemayim after 120 years, and I learned my whole life. I'm going to want my schar. And the guy's going to say, and they're going to say in Shemayim, what's it? Your wife took care of your kids, so she gets half the schar. The guy supported you, he gets half the schar. You're left with nothing. So this was the problem that this guy was being. He said, my wife's going to get half, the Baal Bos is going to get half, and I'm left with.
So what did he say?
What did he say? Okay, we'll talk about that later. But that, what?
The litvishamaisis.
No, so that's the.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the two points in this Gemara. Okay, that there's one is that the noshim gets schar, and one is the. Is the person supporting. Now this is brought lahalacha. It's brought in the Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, interestingly, that it's not mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention this whole concept at all. But the Torah brings it down. The Torah says, Mishi e efshalei lomoid. Someone can't learn. He doesn't know how. I mean, he doesn't have time. So he should give money to other people. And he says it will be counted to him like he's learning. Now this is a little bit of a stretch more than Rashi. Rashi, he gets the schar. The Torah is saying it's actually a kiyum. It's as if you learned yourself. It's as if you learned. It's like the Torah that if you support the guy before, it's as if you learned. And the Beis Yosef brings that from Ben Yeruchim. Before you learned it, you can go to someone and say, "Listen, you do business. I'll give you part of my schar." But once you did it, kvar the noise and like chelik b'shulam and ain't a klum k'tiksev. Imit inish is calling based on boys ya voizula yizeh inin hill v'shavna kedis the perak hayinaitel umestavar. But Zakhtar Ben Yeruchim, if you try to sell your Olam Haba after the fact, and it doesn't work, but since you decided you want to sell it, you probably lost it anyway, even if the guy didn't buy it. Because, like, you're a mafker it.
Wow.
It's like you're a mafker something.
Going on the Olam Haba that you tried to sell?
It doesn't say that. It's going on the guy that tried to buy.
Oh, okay.
But he's saying, since he tried to sell it, it's not worth it. We'll talk later tomorrow about this more. Okay? Now, let's go to the Ramah. This is brought down in the Ramah. What?
So that's the rule, isn't it?
Yeah, so... The Ramah brings this la'alacha. Okay, so the Ramah says, "Umi she'i ef shaloi lomoid." The Machaber says, "Mipnei she'enu yedek klal lomoid." What he should do is, "Mipnei tirdus she'ish la yaspek la'cherem haloimnim." He should give someone else. He should give someone else money. The Ramah adds, "Umechashev loy kilu lemin matzah," and it will be considered as if he learned. The Moshe Feinstein points out the Machaber bedafka left out those words of the Torah. The Machaber quotes the Torah, and he leaves out the last four words of the Torah. The Torah said that if you can't learn yourself, what you should do is yaspik lachem aloimdim v'techoshev loy kilu lemin matzah. It's as if you learned. The Machaber stops short. He doesn't say it's as if you learned.
Right.
Relax. I'm not going to say it's as if you learned. But you should do that anyway. The Ramah goes out and says, "V'techashiv lo ki'ilu lemid ba'atzmai." The question is it the pshat instead of learning? If you can't learn, at least give it tzedakah. Or the pshat is, it says if you learned.
He left out that it's as if you learned.
If you learned,
Ramosha says that because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold that if you're doing the Achronim, they all talk about that there's two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. I mean, it's hard to understand exactly what Ramosha is saying, but I'm interpreting like this. that there's two dinim in Talmud Torah. One is the mitzvah of limud haTorah. You have to learn every day. Now, to mekayim that mitzvah, a person could sit with that beis and baba mitzia, shnayim yachloiku, read it one time, he has a damn pat, the next day read it again. Every day spends an hour on that beis and baba mitzia for the rest of his life. He's yoytze, he learned in the morning, he learned at night. But there's another mitzvah of yidiyas haTorah. A person also has to know as much Torah as they can know. If a person can know the whole Torah, he's mechuyev to know the whole Torah. So, know it. Know it intellectually, not intellectually. Know it. So the there's a big shadow. There's two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam Shita is that they're mitzvah toyin in one another. They're really toyin zebazeh. So the Rambam says even if it's as if you learn Torah, but it's not really learning because part of the mitzvah of learning is to know the Torah, and you didn't know it. It's like it's not bittul Torah. You're by you working, you're helping someone learn and all that. But you can't say that you walked away knowing anything. So therefore, he didn't want to say it's like reaching the level of learning yourself. Now we'll see later that the Chafetz Chaim and others, they say that no, you are going to lasid lavoi when you get up to Shemaim, you're going to know all the Torah also. But in this world, Lamaisa, you didn't know. Okay. Now the Rama continues. V'yochol adam lahas naisim chaver. A person can make a tenai with his friend. Shehu yasik b'Torah, that the friend will learn. V'hu yamtzi leparnas, and he'll support him. V'yachlik imoy b'schar, and he'll split the schar with him. Avol mkvar asak b'Torah, but once it was done, ein yochol limkor chelk b'shul mamon sheitein loy, like the Hillel v'Shavn. Okay. So let's just summarize what we have.
That either.
Correct. Mechaber doesn't bring any of this, which is Rambam. So let's just summarize what we have over here, and this is going to be a big shadow moving forward. There's a concept that a person that it helps someone, supports someone learning, they get the schar. Okay, they get the schar. Now, by other mitzvahs, the idea, the halacha is, if a person kipshutai. You know, if a person, let's say, someone doesn't have tefillin, and you go ahead and buy him tefillin. Now, are you fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin when he puts it on?
No.
No, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of chesed. You did chesed. You didn't do tefillin. Torah is a chiddush that if you help him learn, it's as if you learned. It's a chiddush in Torah. The Maharal says a pshat. Why? Because all point of whatever. But the point is that by Torah is different than other mitzvahs. Okay. But that's regardless of making a tenai and making a shutfis. The mere fact that you went ahead and supported it, and that's enough. Now the question is the Rama when he says that you could be masne, and these lashonis of Rashi that says you could be masne with, you go to someone and be masne with them, you learn, I'll work. Is that a different level? Is that like the pshat is your mom is splitting the schar with the other person? Is that just being gurim the Torah? What is it? So there's a couple different schools of thought on this. Okay, the most machmir, I don't want to call it machmir, the one that takes it the most seriously, like literally, is Rav Moshe Feinstein, based on the Shach over here. And the Shach, if you look at it, the Shach is ois beis. The Shach says v'yach like imoy b'schar, that you split the schar, kloimar schar Torah. You split the schar Torah. However, v'schar mashe yarviach, zeyeh ben shnei b'yach. Also, the reward of whatever he worked, all the income that he made, you got it all. You got to split as well. That means, Zogt, basically, I mean, but basically, Zogt Ramosha, when he explains this idea, he says he's understanding that this inyan of Yisachar Zvulun, according to the Rashach and the Mechaber and the Ramah, is like this. You have two brothers. He says, listen, I never made it through one full year of school without getting kicked out. I'm just not, you know, I'm not cut out for this learning thing, but I'm gonna make a lot of money one day. And you're good. Listen, let's go into a business like this. I'm going to be the partner that works. You'll be the partner that learns, and we'll go into a shutfis together. Now, what happens if you take a guy? Let's say you have a lot of capital, and you want to invest it into a business. So you have you don't have any good business ideas. Another guy's great business ideas, but no money. So you got together. You have the ideas, and you'll do the work, and I'll give you the money. You go into the business, and then you split all the profits. So this guy made a business with his brother. He says like this: our business is going to be made up of money and Torah. You provide the Torah, I provide the money, and we split all the revenue of this business. So the revenue produces schar, the business produces schar and produces money. You get 50% of the schar and 50% of the money. I get 50% of the schar and 50% of the money. That's the shutvis. So according to that, it's mamash a real shutvis. Two people, you made a tenai before, you entered the shutvis, and you split everything. So for example, according to this, Dr. Mai, that's what the shach means. The shach means you gotta, now you wanna know if you could do it with two people? So Ramesha says, maybe you could do it with two people, you can't. can't just decide I'm giving you
how do you split that evenly with two people?
No, Tasha's not. I'm saying Tasha
left, then with 50% you do
No.
Quarter.
No.
Right, but that's 50%.
No. The question is talking. No, no. Pashtus is. You asked the question. I'm saying the Pashtus is talking about a simple case. It could be the Pashtus is that he's splitting it, and that's the case. It's a shit.
You can't just support it. You got to give him half whatever.
Right. It's not support. It's an idea of getting it. So Zokter Moshe, a lot of nafkaminas. Zokter Moshe, first of all, you notice this is brought down Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's not brought down Hilchos Tzedakah. This is nothing to do with Tzedakah. Because this could be, even if theoretically, the guy has money. Maybe the Talmud Chacham is not poor. This has nothing to do with Tzedakah. And furthermore, says Ramosha, is that this also has nothing to do with Meiser. You're not Yoytze, you're Meiser with this. Because your money, you have to give Meiser on your 50% afterwards. Because the pshat is, you have a business partner, your chelik in the business mitchila is only 50%. On your chelik, you gotta give Meiser. This is not Meiser, according to Ramosha. Now, Lamaisa, this is a very literal understanding of this shutvis, and according to Ramosha, the Talmud Chacham also only gets 50% of his schar. Of his own schar, because he gave, just like the other guy gave 50% of his money. So someone said, who's gonna wanna give up like that half a star? So I said, depends who the zulun is. I mean, it could be it's kedai, you know. So no, I'm saying lemaisa, according to this, if a guy can't learn and he's lemaisa, his other option is to go and he's gonna have to not learn anymore. So you may find someone who's gonna support him. And you'll do this deal with them.
So how do you make a cheshbon like that?
Make a cheshbon. What do you mean? How do you make a cheshbon?
Because any guy that's not giving 50% is not getting 50% of the schar.
Right. So someone said, I'll give him a couple. Listen,
I'll give him a couple dollars.
So I'll give you my mustard seder.
Wait, but I'm saying, is it up to the guy's right to say what he wants to give up? Isn't it up to the guy's right what he wants to give up? If this is a real tonight, why do we have to go to the motion?
Because the motion says it's a bizarre otherwise. You want to get half his schar for what? For 2% of your business?
No,
so it's a bizarre.
He's willing to give it. Exactly.
No, Ramosha says it's a bizarre. Then obviously, then you're not machshav enough.
Right, it's not worth anything to you.
You can't do it.
This is usually unless,
not what usually happens.
No, this is not what usually happens. Now, so this is not what usually happens, but this is machra on both ways. Right? This is taking a lot away from the person learning. It's also taking a lot away from the but this is the literal understanding. Now, according to Ramosha, that's very good. Why it says hisnu. That's why it says they have to be masnet, and that's it's not just a matter of support.
So where does the wife come in?
Oh, so according to this, it's different. No shaykh to the wife; it's two different dinim.
But what is her schar for him learning?
That's something else. That's gurim tara. That's she gets schar for them. It's nothing to do with his schar.
But it's little 50%, 50%. Nothing left.
No, it's no shaykh. According to Moshe, it's a different idea. That's the point. It's two separate sugyas. The first part of the gemara is talking about the wife and your gurim tara, and it's a beautiful thing. Achzak is a tara, whatever. But yisuchar zvun. Sarah Zvun is something else. That's a chiddush that you could do in Torah, that you could go into a business with someone Torah. You can't do that in other things. You can't say, okay, let's do it in tefillin. No. In Torah is a special thing that you could do this, and that's learned out of the Medrash. This is Ramosha's understanding. Now, the Maisa, the truth of the matter is that these two tzedakim, what?
The business fell from Gorim Torah to any other. Meaning the wife is
Gorm. Yeah, but it's not doing the Sakazun.
Okay, but
it's not doing the
okay, fine, I don't want that. I'll just be Gorm.
Right, exactly. So,
$100,000 a year,
right.
Even though I have $10 million.
Right, exactly. You could do that.
I'll still get
you could do that, but it could be it's not getting half of his car. It's a different car.
But according to the man,
it's still stuff.
According to the man, that's even better than my drink.
No, not that. I don't know if it's better. So look, let's move on. So the man lawyers over here, actually, interestingly, bring down that it's a machloikis in the Medrash. It's a machlokes in the Medrash. Which one of these two things were Yisachar and Zvul? Did Yisachar and Zvul actually make a tenai? I'm going to give you half my business, or he supported him? You know, which one was it? So you look in the Yisachar and Zvul. He's looking in the Mamloys. He says, "Umasher viach Zvulun, whatever Zvulun made, haymechalik. He would split beinai uvein Yisachar. He split 50-50. That's what Zvulun did. Umipnei Zvulun hayagarm sheYisachar yachalei shevlasik b'tera." And that's why he goes first. Fine. Even though the order shouldn't have been that way. Then he says, there's another way to do this. You bring someone in.
Meaning it's a higher level?
I don't know if it's higher. Shagvir lokeach tamer chacham. You support him. You tell him, listen, come in, I'll support you. But I'm not giving you half my money.
But if, if he makes less, then...
It could be more, it could be less. That's why it's a different madriga. I don't know if it's higher or lower.
So he can end up walking away with $10,000 for the year, and this guy's going to get 50.
Fine. But it could be walking out.
It's a much higher madriga.
No,
what do you mean? So you win some, you lose some.
That's what I just said.
That's the risk you have to take. What do you mean?
It's not a risk. You're not doing this if it's a risk. You're only doing it if you know that you're coming out on top. So now, the Mamleya says this shaila, which is how to touch up Yisachar Zvulun, is a shaila. What taka was Yisachar Zvulun? Was their relationship that he gave him half his money and he gave him half his Torah? That's like Moshe Feinstein's Yisachar Zvulun. Or no, that's not Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun was more like the Noshim. Listen, whatever you need, you come to me, I'll give you the money, go sit and learn, and I'll take care of your needs. So he also got Schar for Torah on that. And that was what Yisachar Zvulun was all about. So Imam Shemamloiz brings down these two pshatim in exactly what was Yisachar Zvulun, and which fits right into the two pshatim that we're saying. Now, the big nafkamina over here is if you're just a Goyim Torah, if you're Goyim Torah, okay, so according to that, you don't have to make any tnoim, you don't have to get so specific. Okay, and pashtus also is that the person learning won't lose his schar either. It's not mistavra that the person loses his schar because his wife is helping him. He gets schar, and she gets schar. She gets schar for making it happen. He gets schar for learning. Like the Achronim in that story with the Chidah, they said the part that you gave to Zvulun, maybe you lose your schar, but the part you give to your wife, you don't lose schar. That's for sure you don't lose it. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan has a whole country that's called Eitz Pri, and the country's Eitz Pri is all about the mitzvah of Achzakas HaTorah. And he says over here, he says like this: Amr b'Saita, he brings down the Gemara in Saita, the Schus Torah Toilah L'Nashim Va'af Te'ena Mitzvah Va'Oisa My Taima Mib Komakum Nihidu L'Mifta Di'Vag and Makarin Masim Nayu Milu Pagan Ba'Adayu. Okay, so that the woman gets schar. V'Huva Zeh B'Simin Reishim V'Vav Sevav Ba'God. Rama brings it down. Haray, what does he learn? He takes a diak out of this Gemara. The Godol Schar Machzikei Torah K'moya Tamechachem D'Shaveh Schusam L'Gamri. It's exactly equal. So the wife is equal to the husband. Even though you don't need to be masna this, it's a mitzias. The Amr be Sachar of Zvulun in the Medrash Rabbi Nasai and in the Tanhuma Vaichi. The also Shutvus by name. Mikomak Memela Hin Shuftin. Not like a Moshe. You're Memela, and you get the equals. You get the same levels. You don't have to be masna. Ramosha's thing. You have to be masna. It's a business deal. So according to this, there's nothing to do with that.
How much could the I'm saying?
This is the your girl, whatever it is. That he wouldn't have been able to learn without her.
That's
the schar
that she gets?
Yeah. Yeah. She has schar that should fit. Leave it up to her, Bani Shalom.
I probably think it's worth it.
So, Hahanach Noshim, Lehisnu, Beferish, she has schar. They weren't masnet. So therefore, and he says sometimes it's even higher. So he says,
only
right, okay,
not
according to this, yeah. So now, so according to the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the pshat is that not like promotion, more like the other tzad in the Amam Lois. He's talking Zulun is supporting Torah. And you support her, you get anyway the schar of Yizvulun. You get the schus of Zvulun just from supporting the Torah without going into a whole formal shutfis and a formal relationship. It's memela that way. If you made the Torah happen, then you get a chelik in it. Okay. Now, I'm skipping a few pages in the country in here. Go to where.
So let's.
This page with the Keser Rosh. It says Tuchus Talmud Torah Samech Dalin. Just keep it, it's like 3-4 pages in. This is the page.
From the end.
This one.
Now we'll discuss.
What?
Which one?
Oh, that's in that one. Yeah. It's Sukkot then? Okay. So he says over there, this is Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Shalu l'Rabbeinu. Someone asked, one of the Talmidim asked Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Al Dvar Kabbalah Schar Mitalmudo Ilechalik Yisachav Zvun. Someone asked, is he supposed to do that? Shinir Bashkafer Yishan Shlemid Rak L'Schar. He feels bad about it. I'm like being paid to learn. It's like a schmuck. And what he was saying was, I would rather work part of the day and learn part of the day than to learn and be supported because it's like someone's paying me to learn. It's like a schmuck of feeling. So he says, "V'amar no mutter, it's good. V'adrabo imeinu tzar liten chelik milumud alacher. If you're cheap on your schar, you don't want to share it with someone else. Near mizesher tzon lekabel schar laatzmoi. It sounds like you're learning for yourself. That's being selfish. You're learning just for yourself. Ulemait rotzon Hashem. What's learning all about? To be marber kovet shemaim, to bring out the rotzon Hashem and the bria. So now more people are involved in your learning. What do you care? If I cared, it's even higher level.
What's wrong with what Hillel did?
No, that's retroactively." And from this it will be a kavod shemaim. What do you care?
Wow.
Otherwise you're going to have to learn half of the day. This way Hashem is going to be proud of you. He's going to be proud of the other guy that's working. What's the problem? Now that seems like, that means like Reb Chaim Volozhiner is basically saying, don't get involved in the schar. As long as you're learning and that's it.
Right.
Now, Le'umazeh, though, there's a story here in the column, in the left column, that someone brings down that he heard from Shmuel Misalant the following story, that there was a brother that was supporting, a rich brother supporting a poor brother learning. All of a sudden, the rich brother decides, why am I just supporting him for free? I'd rather go into Yisachar Zvulun with him. I'd rather tell him, you know, I want half your schar. So the guy says, I'm not masking unless you go ask Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So he went to go ask Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And he brings in, he said, Venasa Shamalishal, the first white line in the column, Vahesha Li Reb Chaim. There's nothing wrong. You could do that. But it's you should do it. But you should tell your brother that he wants to do that. Why do you want to take away from me? Why do you have to go ahead and make a Yisachar Zvulun with me? You're getting the same thing anyway because you're supporting me and you're like the Nashim. You get the Schar of the Nashim. But if you're going into Yisachar Zvulun with me, then I'm going to lose half my Schar.
It's better to do like this.
So why are you doing it that? That's what he said. So it sounds like from him is that they're both true. They're both true. You could do it in one of either way, but it doesn't make a difference to the guy giving the money. It sounds like it makes the guy giving a difference to the guy learning. The guy giving the money, even if he doesn't make a tenai, if the metzias is that because of his money, the guy's learning, so then he gets a scar in his learning, period. But if you make a tenai, now it's a business deal all of a sudden. Oh, business deal, fine, so now I'm losing my scar. So Zakhtub Chaim told the brother he's going to get the same scar tar anyway. And the only thing he's gaining by Yisachar Zvulun is taking away from you. You shouldn't do that.
So it comes out that two shvatim, one are not smart and one are evil?
What do you mean evil?
Zvulun wanted to take away the scar of Yisachar, and he let him take away his
maybe scar. He learned that, like the other pshat of the Memlai.
Right.
It's not shit.
Right. But we're learning like that anyway.
In order to learn that way, you're going to have to say some very schwer about the actual shvatim.
It's not a rush. Huh? But he says at the end over here, he says,
you didn't really answer the question.
So he says at the end of here, he says, by the way, even if he's Yisachar Zvulun with you, but you have to understand something, he says. This is an extra schar for Haloimin Mitoicha Tchak. Lamaise, he's giving you 3 ruble, it said, whatever he's giving you. He's sitting in his apartment there, he's eating kolmi name, everything gavaldik, and you're, you know, sitting on your broken furniture, barely could sleep, barely could eat, you survive. So he says, the extra schar that you get, that you're learning Mitoicha Tchak, that he's not getting. He can get schar of Torah, but the whatever the mile of Torah Mitoicha Tchak is over regular Torah, that you keep for yourself. Because he's not getting you out of it.
So 1 second, so if we support the fellow too much, if they actually can live comfortable lives, so, we're going to lose? Like, we should better not pay them so much.
He wants to be nice, give him less.
No, they're going to lose.
He's just saying, if someone, whatever extra tircha goes into the person learning, that stays by the person learning. Now, So you see from Reb Chaim Volozhin that they're both possibilities, and it sounds like almost it doesn't make a difference in the amount of schar you're going to get. So the concept is not like the chat is there's 100%, there's only 100 schar points out there for 1 hour of learning, so you have to figure out how to divide it up. If the woman is garment, they both get full schar. If you're going to Yisrael Chasvon, then they only get half the schar. This is the way Reb Chaim Volozhin learns this idea. Yeah, according to this, okay, stama chazakas haTorah is for sure you could use your regular tzedakah and maaser. Okay, before we finish, I just want to do some pieces in the Chafetz Chaim. There's three pages here in the Chafetz Chaim. They're all very, very geschmack. Let's learn all three and then we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay? So the Chafetz Chaim, go back. It's earlier in the thing. Okay? The first one is called Shem Oilam. It looks like this. Okay? So the first piece is called Shem Oilam, and he says like this. Hine achzakas haTorah yesh kama sugim. There's a couple different ways to be machzik Torah. This one only has half of some. That's really chav. Okay, so he says like this. There's a lot of different ways to do achzakas haTorah. Yesh misham schar limud haTorah ba'ad bnei anim. You could pay tuition. Yesh machzik yeshivas. There's some people that give money to yeshivas to Talmud Torah. Yesh machzik beidei tamidim harabonim aloyim haTorah. Some give to married people learning. Yesh matil meloy lekisan shel Talmid Chacham. You support him. You give him business opportunities. Hakol b'chlal achzakas Talmud Torah. To who hakol ke'en she'asa yisachem zul. So the Chafetz Chaim is very generic. He says, however it is that you're supporting Limud HaTorah, that's like Yisachar Zvul. So, and throughout the writings of the Chafetz Chaim, when he talks about this many times, he does not seem to get involved in a Tanai, no Tanai. Yisachar Zvul is a simple thing that you're supporting Torah and you get Tzchar for it. If you look in the next page in the Chafetz Chaim, it's Sefer Shmir Saloshin, he says, Veda Oid, Shenimtsu Besvar Makdoshin, Shehadam HaMachzik Lulam De Torah, someone that's Machzik learning. Ava b'shaya am arts b'olam hazis in am arts in this world zoicha shlosin in the future yeda gam hu asatara he'll know the Torah uve emes davar pashatu kiven sheyesh lo chelik be'etzim schar he gets the schar of the Torah. What is the schar of Torah? V'yadua dehatanugam agdoilim shebegan eden is havim etzim aruchni asatara memele tzach leida asatara. So the schar in olam haba for Torah is Torah. It's not like, you know, you get chocolate cake. The schar is that you misaneg on the Torah that Hashem is giving. So if you don't understand Torah, how can you appreciate it? So if you're getting half the schar, clearly it's because you're reaching the Madrid, you could appreciate Torah. So obviously you'll understand the shir. If you're not going to understand the shir, it's a tzar. Right. You're sitting through a long shir and you don't know what's going on. It's not tzar. So obviously he's saying you're going to appreciate the Torah. It says it's poshut, he says. That you're going to become a tamach chacham, lasad lava, because otherwise how would you be able to get tzar Torah? And then there's...
Doesn't this deflate what we were talking about before? You get half of the full amount of
tzar. So he's saying is that tzar is tzar. It's not taking away, it's not yet taking away. Supporting Torah. And he says also in Avas Chesed, is the biggest dryer. Now, Avas Chesed is talking about that you could give if there's a halacha that you can't give more than a chaymish of your money to tzedakah. Takanos Usha. You're only supposed to give up to 20% of your money. You're supposed to give 10. You have to give 10. It's a good thing to give 20, but you shouldn't give more than 20. And he goes in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and Avos Chesed, he gives like 6 exceptions. When is it that you can give more than 20? Like Asher Muflag is one of them, whatever. So the Chafetz Chaim says another example that you can give away more than 20% of your money is for Achzakas HaTorah. Why? So it's because you're getting something for it. You're getting back schar. And so he says on the top, he says, Misha Machzik Torah of Yochal. I just wrote down the last couple words of the previous page. In the next page, Avos Chesed. So Chafetz Chaim writes, Misha Machzik Torah Yochal Litan Yosim Bechoimesh, Kibin Shemachzik Yesh Lechelik Veschar Torah also. Once you're Machzik, you're getting a schar in the Torah. Kamosh Matzino B'Yisachar Zvulun. And he says, this is Mamash the idea of Yisachar Zvulun. Sheshevet Zvulun a Machzik Leshevet Yisachar Vayinoit Lechelik Veschar Torah also. And he doesn't say anything about it tonight. And he says where it's underlined on the bottom. He says Elvadi the kim sheish lo al yidei hachzaka chelik b'schar haTorah ein shayich al zeshir uchmosh yosef lahachzik ken yitosef lo chelik b'schar haTorah. You get as much schar haTorah as you gave money.
That's all we can do.
Period. No tenoyim. No tana. No half. Not. machzik Torah gets you schar Torah. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says, and therefore he says achzakas Torah is not limited to a chaynish. So therefore, going back, if you're going to say, let's sum up today's what we did so far today, is that there's a vada concept that you learn out from Noshim, that if you're goyim Torah, if you help someone learn, is that you get schar for that, and the schar that you get is a schar Torah. It's not a schar of chesed, because the Gemara says that the Noshim have schar Torah, and it's a schar Torah of the person learning, because it's a mitzvah of oisim. And it's a shove b'shove, the Kimiloi Palgam Badai. But in that chalak, it doesn't seem like that he would lose. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says. The other guy won't lose. It's just the Noshim get an extra schar, the schar is Torah. And for that, you don't need any tnoim, you don't need anything. Now, Chavetz Chaim seems to say that if that's what you're doing, you're being machzik Torah, it's like you're Sochus Vun, you get the schar of Torah. And he never says once in the Chavetz Chaim anything about tnoim. He doesn't bring that whole Indian down. In the Chavetz Chaim's writings, he's very clear that as long as you machzik the Torah, that's the madriga of your Sochus Vun, and you get this Schar Torah, and therefore you could use your Meister money for it. It's tzedakah. It's a higher level of tzedakah because it's stuck, which is the Machzik Torah. The other, on top of that, maybe, is that there's a Tanai. You could go into a business relationship, a Shutvis with someone, and say, I want half your Schar, and with me giving you half your Schar, I want you to learn with me being your partner in learning, split the Schar with me. And I'll get half your schar, and you get according to Rav Moshe, half the money. Not everyone goes like that, but that's the idea. What did Yisachar Zulun themselves do? We saw from the Mamloiz, it was the Machlekes and the Majashim, and that you go back to the first Rashi's that we learned, the Rashi in Zayis of Rachel, and the Rashi in Vayichi. You see, there's a shinui. The Rashi in Vayichi says, Rashi in Zayis of Rachel says, Zvulun Yisach also shutvis. You go to the Rashi in Vayichi just says, Shai Zvulun Oisek Peparkmata, O Mamzi Mozul Shikit Yisach. Taka Machlekis in the Midrashim. What happened? It's like two different versions of the Medrash. So, that's the so far what we learned. Now tomorrow, I don't know who's free tomorrow or not free. But I wasn't sure if people are working or not working tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll continue the same thing. 9:30 there'll be breakfast, sheets, and 10:15 we'll have the share. Continue. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the whole idea of selling your schar and losing the schar and that whole concept.